Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 763. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. I'm in the seventh chapter today of Revelation. We've got music. So right now, let's pray. Father, continue anointing me. Open up everything that you want the public to hear and the church to hear, in the name of Jesus. Rebuke Satan. Encamp your angels around and about me. Pour out your healing balm from heaven to heal all those that are in our listening audience, and even those that are not in our listening audience that are going to receive you as their personal Savior, and heal them. People have everything from headaches to cancer, leukemia, AIDS, and all these things. Let them come unto you so that they can be saved and healed. Lord, I ask all these things to rebuke Satan strongly. I rebuke him by your word and by your blood. And open up doors for us and all your children throughout the world. Father, give them the things they have need of. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, the land over in Israel really belongs to the Jewish people. God gave it to them, and it doesn't make any difference if they were sent by God out into the different nations of the world. He said that he would recall them back into their land in the last days. And so that should settle any argument to anybody that wants to go to heaven. But if you don't want to go to heaven, well, then stand up for the Palestinians. And now, we need to preach the gospel to the Palestinians. And I'm sure when I was in Israel, the Jews lived among them, but the Vatican is causing a lot of trouble through the Arabs to the Jews. And this needs to stop immediately because it's going to be a hot time in the old pit of hell and the lake of fire tonight, the night that they wind up there. So this land is mine. God gave this land to me. This is Exodus, and this is myself singing it for you.
And walk the lovely land with me.
land is mine.
Praise the Lord. Yes, the land belongs to the Jews. Am I for the Jews or the Arabs? I'm for the Jews, but I'm for everybody in the world that wants to believe what God said, that they are His chosen people. And if you humble yourself and are not jealous, covetous of their land, you know, covetousness is one of the big 10 commandments, that you're not to covet something that belongs to somebody else. Now, the Jewish people are very nice, and they're extremely generous. If you're nice to them, they would let you live in that land and let you work there and raise your families there. But if you begin bombing their children and their wives and their loved ones, you have the most fierce fighting army on the face of this earth. And they will respond, for sure. You've seen that down through the past, and you're causing a lot of heartache. You're listening to the Vatican. You're listening to a bunch of people that you should not listen to. And you ask me what I believe. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the Father. I believe in the Holy Spirit. And all that are on the Lord's side say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just for me, I will serve God. And I will do what He said. He said to leave them alone over there, or else you're going to be killed. God will see to it that you are killed. Okay, now I'm chapter 7 here of the book of Revelation. And after these things, what things? After these four horsemen, after the people of this earth have believed the things that the Vatican says, and after there's all this turmoil and killing and murdering on the face of this earth, after these things, okay, because these things must come to pass. Now, this has come to pass also, and after these things, I saw four angels. Well, this really hasn't come to pass yet, these four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. That's east, west, north, and south, holding the four winds of the earth. So the four winds are of the earth, and they're holding them back. These angels are mighty. They're able to hold back wind, and they're able to kill. They're able to, if you are so evil that God doesn't want you around anymore, one of them can come and snuff you in just one flash of a second. Doesn't even take that long. God Himself could just say, be dead, and you will be dead. The four winds of the earth. The four winds, there's a song called The Four Winds and the Seven Seas. That's what it is. And it's so true, the winds, four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Now, for you firefighters, you'd really love that if the wind would stop blowing, because it wouldn't spread the fires anymore. And one of these very soon days, people are going to say, well, there's no wind any longer. There's no wind. They're going to hold the wind for a short space of time, so that the wind shall not blow on the earth, and it shall not blow on the sea. Everything will be very calm. And people will say, oh, gosh, this is nice. God must be really loving us. Even the sinners will say that. And then the wind shall not blow on any tree. So you people that have apple orchards and things like that, you don't have to worry about the wind blowing the fruit off the trees. Verse 2, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. He had the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice. This is a fifth angel. The four are holding back the winds, so this one is coming down from the east. A voice to the four angels, he's yelling at them, to whom it was given to hurt the earth. Wait a minute now. These four angels, it was given them to hurt the earth and the sea? Yes. Well, I thought that God was a good God and that He would never hurt anybody and that He had no enemies. And this is false doctrine that you've heard. This is the real Bible that I'm teaching you. God is a good God, and He punishes everyone that he loves, he punishes, but if they don't receive the punishment and shape up, then he's going to destroy them. And that he tells you in advance so that you don't go crazy and continue sinning. He wants you to repent so you can go to heaven. It's just a very short time before everybody that's supposed to go to heaven will go to heaven, and all those that are supposed to go to hell in the lake of fire will be going to a hell in the lake of fire. So this one that John saw was ascending, this angel, from the east, having the seal of the living God. So the angel had the seal of the living God in him, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. All right, now there is an invisible seal in the heads of God's servants. They know who they are. Many people are deceived and they believe that they are sealed and all this sort of things. And they think that because of the fact that they're sealed that they can still sin. That's false doctrine, folks. They're sealed because they know the truth that if you sin, you can't not enter the kingdom of heaven. So before they destroy the earth, they have to seal the servants of our God in their foreheads. Now, because his foreheads, now Satan, he's saying, credit cards, people are stealing people's identity. And so what we have to do is seal people in their foreheads or on their right hand with a mark, a seal. And this seal is from Satan, folks. If you take this seal, it's for sure you blaspheme the Holy Spirit and you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Of course, they'll say, if you get sealed with this Antichrist seal in the forehead and in the hand, with like a, probably a microchip, then you can buy and sell. But if you don't, you won't be able to buy and sell. But don't worry about buying and selling, because God's going to ruin the earth, and he's going to have his people in a place where you can get all the food you want, all the food you need, and you don't have to worry about food. Remember, God provided food for all the inhabitants of Israel that God led out of Egypt, and they were given food and water for 40 years, even though they had sinned. So God is protecting his children from the wrath that he's going to throw on earth here. You don't have to worry about it as long as you stay in the Spirit. Because when you're in the Spirit, you're in perfection. You are perfect if you're walking in the Holy Spirit. And don't let anybody tell you that no one is perfect, because we are. We that walk in the Holy Spirit are perfect according to God. Don't worry about what people think or say. We are perfect if we're walking in the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation to those of us that walk in the Spirit. But there is condemnation to those of us that don't believe God. You don't have any faith in what he's said he's going to do. He's sealing you in your forehead so that the oil and the wine, you that are the oil, have the Spirit of the Lord and the wine of the Spirit. You know the word and you resisting the devil. You're promised that he's not going to kill you or let the wrath of God fall upon you. Verse 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed. And the next verses here will be talking about Jewish people that will be saved. It's 140 and 4,000 of them. And they were sealed in 140 and 4,000. There's 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. So these are all Jewish people. And a lot of people have religions like the British Israelites. They say they're the Jews. But they're not. The Jews are the ones that are in Israel fulfilling prophecy. All right? They say that the Danish people are the children of Dan. Don't believe them. A Jew is a Jew, and they're not Danish people at all, or any other tribe of people here on earth. Verse 5, of the tribe of Judah. Now Jesus is the lion from the tribe of Judah. Were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Verse 6, of the tribe of Aser were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Verse 7, of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. Verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number. That's something where no man could number it. Of all the nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white. There it is, with white robes. There it is, white again. White robes and palms in their hands. Verse 10, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Verse 11, and that Lamb is Jesus. And all the angels stood around about the throne of God, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, verse 12, amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving. This is, thanksgiving is such an important thing. So many people, I remember when our church first opened, and we had nothing, and people were thankful then. But the more people get, the less thankful they are. And Sharon used to get these migraine headaches. And everybody I ever prayed for that had headaches, or really anything else, they were healed, but she wasn't healed. And I couldn't figure it out, so I asked the Lord, why is it that she's not being healed? I pray for people, and he said, because she is unthankful. Now, this is coming from the mouth of God. And if anybody would resent God saying that, they'd really have to be of the devil. But he said that, so I told her immediately, I said, start counting the things that you should be thankful for. You're saved. You have the promise, if you stay saved, that you will be in heaven. You have a beautiful boy. Little Zion, he's a beautiful boy. And you have the Word of God. Well, you know, maybe she's not happy with me. I don't know. But nevertheless, she was unthankful and she was vomiting from these horrible migraine headaches. Why don't you tell a little bit about it, Sharon? When I told her, she started praising and thanking the Lord. Then she never got migraine headaches again, did you?
No, I never did.
Okay, well, tell them about it.
Well, what Tony said is absolutely true. Those headaches, only someone that's had them knows how bad they are. You really just can't do anything but wish to crawl under a rock and die because it's very painful. Light, sound, anything just drives you crazy. And I couldn't, when Tony prayed for me after I've seen him day in and day out for years and years, pray for everyone and then receive healing, the headache did not go away. And I listened to him when he told me what the Lord said, that I was not thankful. And when I received that, and I started thanking the Lord for all my wonderful blessings that I had. He then prayed for me again. Tony prayed, and the headache completely disappeared and has never returned. And I really thank God for showing me that, because it made me know that that was my great fault I had, and I had to get rid of it.
Yes, but how long ago was that, now that you haven't had migraine headaches?
That was between 16 and 17 years ago.
Okay, that's right. So, you know, when you're not thankful, that is because you don't believe the Lord. Well, how can I say that? It's because the Lord said, by His stripes you were healed. And if you're not thankful for that, then that means you don't believe the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
There's just no other way to figure it. And so she was losing faith in God, and therefore she was not giving Him blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving for healing, for casting devils out. And she wasn't giving Him honor and wasn't receiving His power, which it says here in the 12th verse. And might be unto our God forever and ever, because He lives forever and ever. So we should never forget that it's because of Him that we're going to be in heaven, and that we're sitting right now with Jesus in heavenly places. And so if there's any problems, if people are calling you dirty names, and they're calling you a cult, and they're calling you all these things, it doesn't bother me, because I'm sitting with Christ in heavenly places, and I look at these poor mortals here on earth that are unthankful because they've lost faith. And if you lose faith, then you're damned. So the Lord was warning her with these migraine headaches, look, don't you believe in my healing? Are you not thankful for that I healed you already? Thank me for that. And don't just thank me because you've got these blessings that I've given you here on earth, but thank me for who I am and what I have for you. I have healing for you, and I have wisdom, and I have knowledge. It says right here, glory and wisdom. I've told you that you must fear me and not become a separation from the body of Christ, where you think that your wisdom or your sister's wisdom or your mother's wisdom or your brother's wisdom is anything, because they couldn't heal you. Only I, Jesus, could heal you, and only a person that is calling upon me to heal you, and they can't understand because the Lord gave me power to heal, I couldn't understand. And so I called, and there it was, just isolated from every other problem in the whole world or the universe. It just was that she was unthankful. And there's a chain reaction because of the unthankfulness, because it shows that you don't believe the Word of God. Why would you not be thankful for the blessing and the glory and the wisdom that God has given you, that He has, and if you're in Him, you're the fullness of the Lord, and that He's thankful. He's thankful for every soul that enters into the kingdom of heaven and believes Him. And so if you believe that He's your healer, then why would it be a hard thing to be thankful to Him? Well, some people have to be instructed, and because He heals, you give Him honor and power. Well, how could God receive power from you and I? Because many people give their power to the beast, the Antichrist. There is a certain power in us that the Lord can use. If He's living in us, He can use the power, and He says to serve Him with all our might. That means all of our power. So we have power also. Amen? And for doing that, you get over your migraine headaches, your cancer, your leukemia, your AIDS, whatever the sickness infirmities are, your blindness, your numbness, your stupidities, and all the other things. And power and might you give to the Lord, to serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and might. and power unto our God forever and ever, because he lives forever. Amen. I'm going to have to take this up tomorrow, so don't fail to tune in, because you're going to want to know these things, because these things are shortly coming to pass. So we're going to stop now, and it's time for us to pray. So those of you that want to, this day, choose whom you're going to serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Okay, here now is how to begin salvation. That's just to say this prayer. Say unto the Lord now, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul. And Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program, number 763.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for a continuation of this book, which is warning, a final warning from the Lord to get right with him before it's too late. God bless you and praise the Lord.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550, or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.